This is Asle Main Market, located in downtown Dakar. The atmosphere is electric as traders cry at the top of their voices. The items on sale include rice, couscous, onions, cooking oil, potatoes, and other products that are in high demand during the holy month of Ramadan. Usman Jai is one of the biggest retail sellers at the Aslem Grand Market. I asked him why prices of essential commodities usually skyrocket during Ramadan.
Well, I don't know in other stores, but here we are only selling at normal prices on all our stock. The reason why shoppers are coming here is simply because our prices are affordable and our goods are of good quality.
On this day, many of the shoppers are ladies. Some are accompanied by their husbands or older children, and they are busy getting everything they might need in their Ramadan basket. The Ramadan basket is a special handmade basket which is usually filled with food items to be given to relatives, in-laws, friends, or even distant relatives. Madam Safiatu Fall Jallo explains to me why families rush to the market or supermarket to fill their Ramadan basket.
As you can see for yourself, I've got everything in this basket. While it is a tradition here in Senegal that during the holy month of Ramadan, we do our best to please our friends, relatives, but especially our in-laws, be it our husband's mother or his sisters. That's why we also go for the Ramadan basket.
Also, during the holy month of Ramadan in Senegal, working hours are reduced for most female married staff members so that they can better serve their husbands and other family members. Hamidou Chubu, a member of a local mosque committee, told me the importance of married ladies to serve their husbands during the holy month of Ramadan.
In our religion, Islam, it's always good for women to be serving and to be loyal to their husbands, especially during the holy month of Ramadan. I totally agree with their employers to release them early from their workplaces so they can come home and take care of the family.
However, on this special day, I was the guest of the Jallo family, and I used the occasion to join Madam Safiatu Fall Jallo in the kitchen where she prepared the Ramadan breakfast meal known as Ndogo in the Wolof language in Senegal. As the wall clock reached 7:32 p.m. local time, we all sat around the dining table, delighted to break our fast. Reporting for Radio France International, this is Alpha Jallo in Dakar, Senegal.